Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nolan Ryan. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hans covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Jones moves to third. Shamsky moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Two outs. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball four. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Callison goes all the way around to score. Hundley moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Ryan covering, for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a line drive into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Hundley hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Danny Frisella now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Shamsky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clendenon strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 2 in the game. Hans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hans reaches second base with a double. Brock Davis pinch runs for Bill Hans. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Frisella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frisella moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Santo bunts towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Hickman moves to third. Pepitone moves to second. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Callison is walked intentionally. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Pepitone scores. Callison moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Roberto Rodriguez. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Garrett hits a line drive into right field. Callison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Callison. Garrett moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a line drive to right field. Callison throws towards first. Hickman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Garrett scores. Jones moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Art Shamsky. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Bob Miller now pitching. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Ron Swoboda. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Singleton now playing right field. Duffy Dyer now catching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hickman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Aji is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aji is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Aji hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.